Doyon, the Fairbanks and Interior Alaska Native Regional Corporation, was in federal court in Washington, D.C. today, trying to keep the discount it was to get almost 2 years ago when it bid billions of dollars on Spectrum, a portion of the public airwaves reserved for wireless broadband. The discount is worth nearly $2 billion. But after the auction concluded in January of 2015, the Federal Communications Commission ruled that Doyon's company, Northstar, wasn't entitled to the 25% discount intended for very small businesses.
And they changed the rules after the fact, and that was what we were arguing against today.
Sarah Obed, Doyon's vice president of external affairs, spoke outside the courthouse. Doyon, Alaska's largest private landowner, wouldn't seem to be a very small business, but then Senator Ted Stevens helped create the Spectrum auction, and thanks to him, there's an exemption that allows Alaska Native corporations to qualify as small. The issue, as the FCC sees it, is Doyon's heavyweight partner, Dish Network. Dish owns an 85% stake in Northstar. Doyon owns a portion of the remaining 15%. But Sarah Obed says Doyon is running the show.
Dish Network does not manage Northstar Wireless. We do. And so that's something we're really proud of.
The FCC, though, says Dish is more than a passive partner because, among other things, it loaned Northstar most of the nearly $6 billion it bid in the auction. Dish has contracts to build and operate the network, and according to their business agreement, Northstar and Doyon can't transfer their rights or raise capital elsewhere without Dish's consent.
To be frank, I'm appalled that a corporate giant has attempted to use small business discounts to rip off American taxpayers.
That's Federal Communications Commissioner Azit Pai on the Dish-Doyon deal at a Senate hearing last year. Today's case was heard by a three-judge panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit.